the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Blessed to you this first Mass of the Christmas season. I begin today with a few personal words of the story, but the story that will bring us to this liturgy tonight. Many, many years ago, I took a tour of various churches and cathedrals in France. I was young, and I volunteered for a travel company, the Young People's Harry Rogers, to assist with administration. And in exchange, I got to go on this tour, a tour that I would never be able to afford as a very young priest. And I observed some of the most erudite in its terms of lectures and speeches and sermons. But only remember one. It came from an old man, a volunteer doctor in Tartu Cathedral, that had a few words to say to us before we took our tour. I remember every word he said. He said, every day, hundreds and hundreds of people come to this cathedral on tour. Many of them lean their buses with their tour guides holding their umbrellas high. And many come in, and only 10 minutes they are here. They come to the front door, they see Mary, Joseph, Jesus, they walk to the nave, and out the side door to the priest, friend, and patron. Then he said, with luggage and parents, for all of their lives they will know and remember the faith toward Tartu Cathedral. For all of their lives, they'll have the presence of the cathedral in their soul. Then he said, there are others that come at the very beginning of the day, and they make their way toward St. Last one to the lower pain, the lower quarter of the lower pain. They spend 13 hours studying 2 inches. That St. Last one, never fully comprehending the layers and difference and meaning of what they study. They return the next day to the study of the same. He said that wherever you find yourself in that spectrum, I hope that the mighty presence of this cathedral will be in your life, all of your life. Mighty. Remember every word. And they are applicable for tonight because in this ancient liturgy, a liturgy that never becomes old, that's been handed down for centuries to our ancestors in faith. We come in, and whether we are just passing by the church, we come in to smell the smell, and perhaps hear the music and the story of Jesus, or whether we've spent 4 weeks in the season of Advent with the tutors of Isaiah on the passage of Blessed Mary, teaching us to hear the nuances and sounds of Jesus, to recognize things of this past we would never recognize without it. Wherever we are, may the mystery and the miracle of this Mass bless us tonight. We come tonight to honor the birth of Jesus. And of course, and obviously, we honor the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago in the calendar of time in Bethlehem with Mary and Joseph and the animals. But actually, we honor in this ancient liturgy the birth of Jesus in three different faces. Long before that night 2,000 years ago, and another night, in the night of eternity, shrouded in mystery, we believe in faith, and we've been told that the Christ of God, the second person of the Trinity, was begotten of God before any morning star ever shone, before the creation. We say the creed in every Mass, do we not? Begotten of the Father, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father, before whom all things were made. We believe that this begotten of God, the second person of the Trinity, is Christ of God, hovered over creation, hovered over the salvation history of the people of Israel. And then, on account night on the calendar of time, this mystery became flesh in Jesus Christ and walked among us. So that no longer he was mystery. We could touch him and feel him and hear him and understand him. And that is the very story of incarnation, the story of Christianity. One more birth we honor tonight. And guess what it is? The third dispensation. The mystery and the miracle of the Christmas Mass. the belief that Christ, born in the night of eternity, born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, through the ancient liturgy of the night, is born in our souls. Born in our souls. Our crib becomes his home. It symbolizes that the deacon Ignacio made a procession of the Bambino with a baby and placed the baby in the crib. That through the ancient liturgy and through the mystery of the Mass tonight, he's born us, whether or not we feel that our faith is strong or numb or dead, our souls are poor. And the mystery, indeed a miracle, happens. We might say, well, we come to Mass every year, and indeed, it happens every year, but every year we're different. We're different here this year than we were the year before because we've matured, we've grown, we've changed. Things are happening in the world, but we believe that Christ is born in us tonight. In a very specific and unique way. So I ask you, as your pastor, as your priest, believe that something will happen tonight. Expect something to happen. Expect the leaves of ancient Mass, loving Jesus more dearly, becoming more the feet and the hands of Jesus. And the world needs us more than ever, does it not? It needs peace and love and acceptance and work and people to feed and to love. To deny Christ being born in us, enables us to do just that. So accept it. And I wish for you a blessed 12 days of a Christian mystery. That indeed is more than a mystery. It is our miracle. Amen.